welcome. It is the last day of campaigning for the assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and Kerala and Puducherry. All 234 constituencies in Tamil Nadu and 140 constituencies in Kerala go to the polls on Tuesday. Tamil Nadu, Kerala and Puducherry will be voting in a single phase. As many as 2.67 crore voters, including nearly 3 lakh first-time voters, will be exercising their franchise during the assembly polls in Kerala. In Tamil Nadu, there are over 13 lakh first-time voters. And you know, this may look like a small number, but it has the potential of being a political tsunami. Because remember in 2016, just 5 lakh votes, just 5 lakh votes cost the DMK the elections. 5 lakh votes meant 38 seats less than the rival AIADMK, and just 5 lakh votes were responsible for the DMK's defeat. So tonight, we're trying to get into the mind of the young voters. The youth today, they're faced with a turbulent social, economic and political climate. They're coming of age in the middle of a historic, raging pandemic. And some would say a general disencouragement when it comes to students putting forth their opinions, especially even through peaceful protests. The youth, they're full of dreams for the future. They're bursting with aspirations. They're idealistic and they're uncompromising. So what do our youth want from our politicians? On what basis of issues are the young voters of Tamil Nadu and Kerala choosing, or will they choose, their representatives on Tuesday? Tonight we have on the show, on We the People, folks who use their voices to spread awareness, folks who are content creators, influencers, killing it with their skills, talented, dynamic, and all of them, the one thing that unites all of them, they're supremely positive. They're motivated to bring about a change and to make a difference in the world. We have Madan Gowri, South India's biggest YouTuber, digital content creator, 4.6 million subscribers on YouTube, 1.2 million followers on Instagram. We have Naveen K. Razak and Janaki M. Kumar, MBBS students of the Government Medical College in Thrissur in Kerala. They're from Wayanad and Thiruvananthapuram respectively. Their 30-second video, Instagram video of them burning up the dance floor to Rasputin, that Boney M hit from 1978, has all of us wanting to stop whatever we're doing and get up and shake a bit. We have Tiffany Maria Brar. She's the founder of the Jyotiragamya Foundation, a disability rights activist, a social worker, a special educator. She's received the National Award from the President of India, the Holman Prize, the first, I think, Indian to win this Holman Prize. And we have Varun Maya. He's an entrepreneur extraordinaire. He was first introduced to entrepreneurship when he was in college. He began writing code at the age of 18, and he works with the technology, the digital world, and education.
I'm not able to hear.
And all right, let's try and fix that problem. But let's start first with Madan Gowri. Madan, you are constantly showcasing topics like women's safety, environmental issues, trivia, all of this on your YouTube channel. How did this start? I read somewhere that, you know, it was the Swati murder case that prompted you to speak up. Hearing of a man who's murdered in broad daylight, unable to do anything about it, that kind of led to this rage and uneasiness that you channeled into this. How did it start? Why do you do this?
I started posting videos just like any other person, thinking that I might get my own audience, which I did not get in my school or college. But the Swati murder case that shook the whole nation actually asked me one big question. When I'm talking about so many things, why am I not talking about something that is happening right in front of our eyes? So then I started covering current affairs, like not exactly everything current, but issues that actually socially matter. There was one video that I made on Asifa, which went on to reach around 3 million people, watching in Tamil alone. So that was that is something that is happening in the northern part of the country. But yeah, I was happy that I was able to take this to Tamil audience, the southernmost point of the world, point of India. So the point of covering social issues is something very important. I feel every creator has to do it. And by that way, everything is political these days, and voicing out your opinion about issues is very important, is what I feel.
So, Madan, you say you talk about issues that socially matter, issues that are right there in front of you. Do you think that is reflected in our politicians in these elections that you've seen in Kerala and in Tamil Nadu? Are those the issues that affect the voters, the young voters?
Every issue affects young voter, but it won't be just social issue. It will also be jobs. The young Indians are very aspirational these days. The Indians now, the first time voters, the millennials, as we call them. So all of us are very, very, you know, we don't compare ourselves to Pakistan. We don't compare ourselves to Bangladesh. We compare ourselves to US. We compare ourselves to Europe. So we are highly aspirational, and all our dreams are on par with every other kid in the most developed countries of the world. So our dreams should be matched by the politicians. That's what we are expecting. Politicians should promise us enough to vote for them.
So is that happening? Do your politicians reflect the needs, the aspirations, the desires of the youth voter? Are they talking the same language? The issues
yes.
that you hear
this election,
on the
I
campaign?
Can, yes.
Does that
this election,
with
I
the
can
voter?
See youngsters are being wooed. Youngsters are being, you know, there are separate schemes by every political party to woo the young first-time voters that I can see effectively. I don't know about other states, but this is happening definitely in Tamil Nadu, and I welcome it.
All right, let's get in Naveen and Janaki. But before that, I know we if you haven't seen this video, you've been living under a rock. But I'm going to play it again because it's just joyful. Can we just play this video before we go across to both of you? So Janaki, Naveen, this is fantastic. It makes all of us want to boogie. But did you guys expect the kind of reaction that you've gotten after this video went public?
We had not expected this because this was such an impromptu attempt. We did it just after the class one day, just spontaneously within 2 hours. So we were quite shocked by the response we got.
Naveen?
Yes, ma'am. Same as Janaki, we never expected this to happen. We just wanted to share it on my Instagram handle, and the other things were totally unexpected.
And you also wanted to let off some steam. You guys are, you know, MBBS students graduating or will graduate in a year when we're in the middle of a global pandemic. There is no education that you could have gotten more that you could have gotten in the past year. But tell us the issues of the pandemic. I was just doing a show where we were talking about how our politicians are holding these rallies. They seem to be oblivious to the fact that cases are going up. We have like 500 deaths now already in India in this second wave in the last 4 months. Do you feel the pandemic is being taken with the seriousness that it deserves in this election in Tamil Nadu and in Kerala?
As of now, we can only comment about Kerala. But then I think they are paying they are paying enough attention to what is going on. Because even the fact that our classes are going on is because they're looking into the future and they want to save the doctors for the future. They don't want a lapse in between at all. They're completely working in terms of planning planning a lot for the future.
Naveen?
Yeah, the classes, the ones that started earliest was for the medical students, and that too, it was face by face. Not all the batches were brought in together, mainly to promote the social distancing thing, and still the masks are strictly promoted in Kerala. So I think it's working.
Well, Kerala has managed to pull itself out of that, you know, the top 5 states with the worst number of cases. So clearly they're doing something right. But Varun, Maya, you've been working in the field of the digital transformation of the education sector, and that was even before this pandemic hit. Is that correct? Because this is the year that has been transformational for the education, digital education. And there are, of course, two views, whether it's working, whether it suits a country like India. But education is clearly an issue that affects the young voter?
Yeah, of course. Look, there are two pieces, right? I think education is always about, I want to learn something, and there's this aspirational aspect to it. And then there's also the output of it, right? Which is, hey, I'm going to learn all this, and then what's that going to get me? Is that going to get me a job? Is that going to, you know, help me freelance? What's the output of this, right? So I think 10 years ago, people rarely thought about the output outside of just getting a job. Today, I think it's a lot more than that. And I feel like over time, the fact that this is digital, people have that, you have the palette, right? You can see, hey, I want to become a designer, or I want to become a mechanical engineer, or I want to become a doctor. You have the entire palette in front of you. And especially with this creator economy thing kicking in, there's this entire new set of jobs that you can go towards.
Yeah.
So definitely, I think the digital world has opened everyone's eyes.
And the issue of jobs, has that been reflected enough in the speeches, in our campaigns of our politicians, you think?
Yeah, look, I'm a firm believer that it's not the government's responsibility to create more jobs. They can obviously create a spark. They can make a conducive environment for people to create jobs. But fundamentally, jobs are created by entrepreneurs, right? And entrepreneurs go after problems. So somebody's solving a problem and he says, hey, I need some help solving this problem. And that's when he or she hires people, right? The government is just supposed to make the environment better. So I'm a big believer that I don't think it's the government's responsibility. And I feel like a lot of that conversation or a lot of the pitches about jobs should mainly be relegated to just government jobs. But hey, that's a personal opinion.
All right, let's get in some viewers. Let's get in the people on We the People. Kushi Deora, do you have a comment? And maybe Asta Mahapatra after that. Kushi, go ahead.
Yes, hi. So basically, my comment was that the population of India is very young, actually, but its leaders are not. In our country, the median age of the population is around 29 years, but our parliamentarians, they are around 55 years old, the average age. So if young people are enthusiastic and they are capable enough to become lawyers or civil servants, why can't they be politicians? And why can't they be involved in the decision-making processes directly?
That's a great question. So let me ask you all, but first, Tiffany Brar, to you. Tiffany, are you political? Would you describe yourself as political? And I want to ask this question to all of you, because you all are influencers. You all impact your views. Every time you speak out, every time you dance, whatever it is, has an impact on many. Would you say you're political? Tiffany, to you first.
Well, yes, I am political. I don't support any particular party as such, but I want everything to happen in an inclusive way, as I'm a disability activist. So yes, I would like to work as a voice for people with disabilities to have inclusion. Now, actually, there is no disabled person even now in India who actually represents the country or represents any state. There is no person with disability who is contesting in elections or who has been an MLA or member of parliament or panchayat member. And also, actually, this year, this time of elections, I have been working with the Election Commission of Kerala to make voting inclusive and accessible. The Election Commission, with our work and assistance and guidance, has printed 50,000 Braille ballot sheets and has embossed Braille on the EVM so that people with disabilities, especially visual impairment, can have influence-free, independent, accessible voting. So I am political in the sense that I'm a voice for inclusion and accessibility in all governmental and private processes, as in the RPWD Act. This is my dream and this is what I want to implement. I'm a special educator otherwise and a disability activist.
And we're so glad we could have you on the show and give you another platform to speak your truth, your story. Asta Mahapatra, what was your comment?
So as a young voter, a college student, and somebody who is about to join the workforce, my peers and I have similar hopes, dreams, and aspirations with respect to our democracy and elected representatives. However, I find that there is an inherent disparity when it comes to our views and opinions being translated into action through policy making. With the majority of our population being below the age of 25, I think the speaker before had spoken about this, so there's a greater dissonance when it comes to the youth taking interest in this democratic exercise. So I feel that according to me, the political class with time has failed to meet these aspirations of the Indian youth. And I feel that it is time for political parties to pave the way for younger and more dynamic leaders.
Madan Gowri, there's a dissonance when it comes to taking part in the democratic process. Is that what you see? Because you speak about these issues. What is the response you get from your viewers, your followers? Are they disconnected? Do they not want to talk about political issues that affect them?
In that way, I think I'm very lucky to be from Tamil Nadu because we discuss everything here. So people ask me to talk about politics. I have seen other creators struggle with talking about their opinions, but in Tamil Nadu, people force me to talk about politics. If I'm ignoring a particular topic, they come and bombard my comment section saying that, Madan, you are ignoring something, go and talk about it. That is something that you have to touch upon. So in that way, I think the Tamil youth are highly politically educated. Political knowledge is very high here, and people demand what they really want on social media. If you go to Twitter or Instagram or Facebook, you can see a slew of youngsters who do not have any political... Everyone has their own political favorite party, but apart from that, there are people who don't mind to criticize their own party if they do something wrong. So that level of political knowledge I really admire among the current set of millennials in Tamil Nadu.
Wow, okay. But and I want to ask you, you speak about a lot of socio-political issues, the environment, etc. Given what happened with Disha Ravi, for example, do you fear threats? Do you feel vulnerable at any point?
No, I haven't got threats so far. So I think I'm lucky.
Maybe gender has a role to play in that, but that's a different debate. Varun Maya, are you political? You reach out to so many people. Well, would you ever consider politics?
Well, if it's about talking about politics, sure. I mean, you know, I think everyone at some level is political. But if the question is, am I ever going to involve myself in a run for something, I doubt that's going to be the case.
Hmm. And do you think there are enough leaders in political parties that we can relate to, young leaders, that the youth can relate to?
Sure, I think... this is one of the first eras where you have like youngsters actually taking up those leadership roles. I actually know many people, you know, personally who are who plan to actually run and say that, hey, you know, I think I can make an impact. Mm-hmm. Right. So I think there are enough role models. And I feel like in the past there were two islands. Right. There were people were like, hey, I'm not interested in politics because everyone there is like super old. But I think that's changing. And the fact that that's changing, I think, is a beautiful thing.
Okay, let's get more viewers in. Akshina and then Tejas.
Yeah, so from my standpoint, the parties should keep their words and do something to eradicate the problems which are prevalent at the ground level in Kerala. Hmm. As it is the issues that matter to the young voters mainly and not the religion. Moreover, it is very saddening to see how leaders keep parroting about women empowerment and still there are very low number of women contesting in Kerala elections and which is evident from the tally of women representation in Ernakulam. Hence, it would be better if competency and capability is suitably recognized irrespective of the gender and more women are given chance and deployed. Thank you. That was from my end.
Janaki, your thoughts on this? Would you ever consider politics? You know, the health secretary in Kerala has a medical background and she's now a nationwide name, very responsible for, largely responsible for Kerala's caseload coming down over the past few months.
I would consider myself political, although I wouldn't blindly support any political party. It depends on the person and the party and the circumstance. So I think you were asking me about the gender bias, right?
Sure. Why we don't see in a state like Kerala, which is considered to be, you know, on many factors way ahead compared to other states, where women are considered to be really empowered, we don't see that kind of representation still in the assembly. Similar to, at the same level with other states?
I think the general attitude is quite different here. I think women are mostly into they're mostly into making themselves self-reliant and independent. It's just that they don't run for it as common as in other places. You know, they don't run for places. But I would still love to see more women political leaders in the state. Personally, I would. But the attitude is quite different.
And Tiffany Brar, I don't know if, you know, this election, again, we've seen the same issues, the kind of the tone that's been used against women candidates in West Bengal. There's this whole controversy about whether the Prime Minister Modi is, you know, mocking or taunting the Chief Minister every time he uses Didi or Didi with this tone or a lilt. You have in Tamil Nadu the DMK accused of being a rowdy party that that denigrates women. Do you have hope that we could reach a stage where that we can see that change in our politics?
Well, I hope we actually reach a state because Indira Gandhi was the first woman prime minister in the 1980s. And after that, we've not really had any woman prime minister. And of course, we have had chief ministers of states and people like that. But there has to be a gender balance. And I do see this in the future. But then it's also up to the women, how much they assert themselves, how they carry themselves, how they really assert themselves in the political process, and also the change of mindset, the sensitization, the attitudinal barriers towards women, the male gender, the patriarchy. This should be destroyed, and it can only be destroyed from the home itself, defining gender roles, like what women are supposed to do. Like even now, many, many men are of the notion, even political leaders, people studying in the UK, people living in the US are still of the notion that mummy or bibi or behan ka kaam hai ghar dekhna, hamara kaam hai kamana. So this has to change. Only if this changes, there can be a true inner change, because if there is no change in these gender roles and gender biases, we're going to still be a patriarchal centered camp.
Or a less squeezed nation.
And even then, there's going to be a lot of political disparity.
All right, let's squeeze in a quick question. Muskan Singh. Muskan?
Hello.
Muskan, do you have a comment? And Tejas. Yes.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
Yes, my question is that the most warm problem during this time is unemployment. Will the youngers get new opportunities and job this time, or do panel have any suggestion on this?
Let's give that question to Varun Maya, but Tejas, I think you also have some, you feel similar views, you have similar views, Tejas?
Yeah, actually, though the politician offer us monthly 1,500 and a free trip to moon, we don't need those things, as this will once again fall on our heads in the form of taxes. We just need a secure employment, peaceful and a pollution-free environment to live our lives. That's what we need.
So Tejas, I know you said that many youth don't believe that it's the government's responsibility to provide jobs. But what advice would you give to those who are graduating in this, you know, unprecedented year? With fears about their jobs, whose exams have been postponed, what advice would you give anyone who's watching right now?
Sure. Is that question aimed at me?
Yeah.
Awesome. So here's the thing, right? And I think I've said this for years. Upskill yourself. Build a personal brand. And everyone today needs to build a personal brand. Otherwise, you don't get that visibility. Once you build a personal brand and you've upskilled yourself, pick up a few projects, like pick up a few first early projects, build a portfolio, and that should be good enough. Then you get a steady stream of like work, and then, hey, you can decide, maybe I want to go get a job, or maybe I want to freelance. So I feel like if you follow these three steps, you should be golden. You don't need anybody else's help. And look, I think maybe just to extend that, right, we live in a global ecosystem now. There's nothing preventing an Indian. I think Infosys was kind of the pioneer when it came to this.
Sure.
There's nothing preventing an Indian team from going out or an Indian from going out and like working with the best across the world. So why make our own borders the limits? We shouldn't.
All right. So the Indian youth at least feeling that they don't have any limits, but we're out of time. All I can say is all the best for Tuesday. Go out there, make sure you vote, make sure you know that you have all the paperwork, everything needed to be able to cast your vote on Tuesday, and all the best for your states. Thank you all for joining us tonight. Bye-bye.